I honor my mother's presence. I honor my mother's presence. In all of my life, as with all of us, we honor our mother's presence. We delight in our mother's being in our life. Oh, our mothers may be tough or easy or hard or soft, whatever they may be, but we honor them because they're our mother. And we always almost worship them, almost feel their presence is magnificent beyond measure. I remember in my married life how my mother would come to visit us at our house. And as she'd come to visit our house, we never said she's family. We said she's mother. And so we cleaned the house as spick and span as we could have it for mother. We respected mother's presence. We honored mother's presence. And the children, we'd dress them up in their good clothes, clean clothes. And we'd prepare a meal that was fit for mother. What was it that mother really likes to eat? What is her favorite dish? And we would make that. We'd make it just for mom, because we honor mother's presence. And if we knew that she wanted to watch a TV show, or if she wanted to listen to a radio program, or if she wanted to hear certain music, we played that music. Not loudly, but just in the background. And we were all on our best behavior because mother was coming to visit. She may have brought along other members of the family too. She may have brought along Pop, and she may have brought along whoever else, our brothers and sisters. But when she came to visit in our home, my wife and I made our home the most welcome home in the world, showing the greatest honor and respect that we knew how to show for our mother. I did that for my wife's mother, and she did that for my mother. We just respected our mothers with all our love, with all our being. Now, sometimes it wasn't easy. Sometimes they had special attitudes that they had. They wanted to be helpful. They wanted to continue teaching us how to be wonderful children, to continue teaching us how to be worthwhile people. And as they would continue teaching us how to be these worthwhile people, we did our best to be them. We did our best to live our life in a proper manner, in a good manner that would make mom proud of us. And as we did these things, everything went along just smooth. I honor my mother's presence wherever. When I think of my mom in my heart, in my love, in my life, after she had long moved on to other dimensions, she is still a delightful, wonderful being in my world. Oh, she trained me. She had to scold me sometimes, and she had to remind me that there were things that we did because we were this family, our family. But at all times, I honored my mother. If my mother wanted to give me a spanking for any reason, I stood still and let her do it. Sometimes the other kids would run around the house and try to escape, and they tried, and she'd chase them. But I just stood there and I said, "Sorry." And then she'd give me a whump, and it was over. She just had to show her authority and her, and she had to let the other kids realize what she was doing to me and that I wasn't getting away with something. But I was showing my respect and my honor for Mom by letting her discipline me as she needed to. Life is like that if we will be honorable in all areas of our life. If we'll be always honorable in every areas of our life as we respect our mother's presence, we respect our wife and our husband's presence, or our children's presence, or our boss's presence, or the presence of anybody in our world. It's not that they deserve it, it's that we deserve it, because that's our nature to show honor and respect for those whom we love. We show this honor and respect by how we talk and how we act and how we do things. And as we do these things, we do them in a wonderful, glorious way that says, hey, I like me. I like my world. I like everything that's going on in my world, because my world is a glorious world. It's a fantastic world. It's a world that's filled with goodness and right action. It's a world that's filled with everything that I respect and I honor. When you feel a pain in your leg, do you say, I have a pain in my leg? Or do you say, I'm whole and perfect? When your mother comes into the house, do you say, oh no, not that again, her attitude, her way of thinking? Or do you say, all is in divine order? All is in divine order. You say, mother's presence is in divine order. Mother will find love, joy, and peace bonded in our household. I honor my mother's presence. I honor the presence of all in my world, because all in my world reflect who I am, what kind of a person I am, what kind of a life I lead. It's a wonderful life. It's a wonderful world. It's a wonderful experience that we have. And as we have this wonderful experience, great things happen to us. And as these great things happen to us, we know right now and always how wonderful they are. Today, each one of us can say, I honor myself. And because I honor myself, I honor my mother. I honor her presence. Because I honor myself, I honor my dog. My dog is not doing things because he wants to do them. He's doing things because he is reflecting my respect for myself. I treat him with love and joy and honor. I treat my cats with love and joy and honor, and because I treat them with gentleness. When I want Rex to sit and he's looking at me, I point my finger down and he sits. When I want Rex to come to me, I wiggle my finger and say, come, and he comes to me. When I'm walking along the path and I want his presence near me, I say under my breath, Rex, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. Come, walk by my side now. Come, be by my side. And out of nowhere, he comes and walks by my side. He comes and walks by my side because I have put it in my consciousness, I am in charge. And just as I honor my mother's presence, I am in charge of all my family who come into my life. I give them respect that I give to myself, not as a family, but as myself. I'm not loving them because I love them. I'm loving them because I love myself. And I show them respect because I show respect for myself. I show an intelligence in me for everything in my life. And my life is a life of peace. My life is a life of being divine. My life is a life of honor and joy and all good things. And as my life is those things, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. And I am the happiest, most fulfilled, most magnificent expression of life that ever exists. Because that's who I am. That's what I am. And that's why I am. And as long as I do that, everything that I think about, everything that I am, is absolutely fantastic. Absolutely joyous, absolutely perfect. I honor my mother's presence. I honor my family, but I really honor myself, because that's what my life is all about. That's what my world is all about, and that's what everything I am is all about. And nothing else matters to me except to be respectful to myself and to all in my world. And it is done now, and happily done now.